This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 285 for Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's corrective bounce off contract lows. Canola up $7 to $9, the May contract up $8.40 at $596.70 per ton. That May contract is back trading above its 20-day moving average for the first time in over a month, and that's supportive from a chart standpoint. Gains in outside markets also provided spillover support, with Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures all up on the day. However, farmers selling on the move higher is keeping the gains in check, as producers are still thought to be holding on to large amounts of unpriced canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 7 cents in the May contract at $11.52 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature, as fund traders were thought to be booking profits ahead of the month end amid oversold price signals. Fresh export demand was also supportive, as the USDA announced private export sales of 123,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. However, the advancing Brazilian harvest does continue to overhang the market, despite declining production estimates, with progress there nearing the halfway mark. Corn, it's up with end-user bargain hunting, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce off contract lows. The May contract up 3 cents at $4.24 per bushel. However, there was little fundamental news to provide support, with large supplies still overhanging the market. While conditions look reasonably favorable for Brazil's second corn crop that's currently being seeded. Wheat futures higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the May contract at $6.62 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in the May contract at $5.88 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 7 cents in May at $5.82 per bushel. U.S. crop condition ratings were mixed, with improvements in the good to excellent ratings in some states and declines in others. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.